Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
I'm Alias,
Toto,
Leslie,
Margaret,
Chloe,
Israel,
Joseph,
Karina,
Marjorie. Welcome to
Dream to the Ivy League.
Welcome to Dream to the Ivy League. Today, we are going to talk about something that tempts everyone in the world, delicious food throughout the world.
I'm Margaret.
I'm Marjorie.
Let's start from Asia, which we're most familiar with. Chinese food is famous all over the world for its variety and unique taste, and it's quite popular. Actually, in America, there are more Chinese restaurants than McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Wendy's combined. Chinese food varies by region. In northern China, Mongolian influences are evident, especially in the use of the fire pot. Rice is not grown in the north, so noodles, soybeans, and breads are used more often. In the mountainous regions to the west, spicy foods are more prevalent. In the south, Cantonese styles prevail. Fresh fruit and seafood are popular. Steamed rice is an important part of Chinese food.
Japanese food emphasizes pure, clean flavors, and spices are used rarely. Due to the influence from Buddhism, meals are made up of food with five different colors and flavors. The five flavors included are sweet, spicy, salty, bitter, and sour. The five colors included are yellow, black, white, green, and red. Meals are also meant to balance and create harmony between the artistic presentation of the food, the selection of the serving piece, and the taste of the food itself. Meals are to be eaten slowly. Noodles in the soups and salads are common for lunch.
In India, spices are an important part of cooking. Vegetable dishes are more common in India than in Europe. Part of the reason for this is the influence of Hinduism. Hindus are traditionally vegetarian. Muslims have influenced the meat dishes of India. Differences exist between the south and north parts of India. Vegetable dishes are more common in the south, and rice is the staple food. In the north, rice is often substituted by breads.
Next, let's have a look at American. U.S. nations prefer fried and sweet food, especially chicken. Therefore, they even transformed a Chinese dish, General Tso's chicken, completely into an American version, which the cook who invented this dish couldn't recognize at all. Some may think people in U.S. have a passion in fast food, but that's not the truth. Actually, in the U.S., only the poor would resort to fast food very often, while the middle class or the rich still had elegant food more often, like steak.
Mexican food originated from the combination of the foods of indigenous Mexican people with Spanish foods. Chilies and tortillas are important to Mexican food. Chilies are used for seasoning and numerous varieties exist. Chilies come in a variety of forms: red, black, green, and yellow, and fresh, dried, or tinned. Tortillas are made from corn or wheat and are often used as eating utensils. Food is scooped onto the tortillas and then eaten. Most of the dishes that people think of as Mexican are enchiladas.
How about Europe, the continent many students will choose to study in? In Italy, typical foods vary by region. There are geographical and climate differences throughout Italy that result in different products being available to cook with. Italy has mountainous regions and plains. Temperature also varies greatly. Some regions are among the coldest in Italy, while others have mild climate along the Mediterranean. Pasta is typical in both areas, but the way the pasta is prepared varies. In the north, eggs are used when making the pasta, while in the south, they are not. Also, including meats in the meal is more common in the north as the plains allow for farming and keeping animals. The temperature in the south allows for the production of olives and tomatoes, and these items are more common in the south. Cheese is also very important to Italian cooking. Parmesan cheese has a long history of popularity in Italy.
There are two famed dishes in German food. One is a cottage cheesecake using sugar, flour, shortening, and yeast. A pie crust is created and allowed to rise. The dough is then rolled flat and placed inside a pie plate, again being left to rise. When the crust is double in size, a mixture of cottage cheese and butter is placed in the crust, and a garnish of food is smeared on the top. Most often, the fruit of choice is prunes that have been pitted, mashed, and sweetened to taste. The cheese chicken is then baked until it is golden brown and served with many summer meals. The other dish, known as sour cabbage, probably does not sound appetizing. but many Germans and German-Americans find it rather enjoyable. To make it, one thinly shreds cabbage, which is then mixed with salt and placed into a large container. The container is covered with cheesecloth or muslin, then with a heavy lid to ensure that the cabbage is not exposed to the air. The cabbage should be left to ferment in its own juices for 3 to 6 weeks, although bran may need to be added if it is starting to dry out. After it has fermented for several weeks, it is then ready to be eaten. It is simmered on the stove and is often prepared with sausage or pork and accompanied by dumplings. It's hot today.
Yeah, it feels like summer.
Oh my god, I hate summer.
Why? Summer's got all good stuff. Ice cream, swimming, surfing, skirts.
Yeah, skirts with my legs. Are you sure?
Why is that? Your legs look just fine. Don't be so hard on yourself.
It's not like that. It is just every other girl are really just so slim, you know. You have to fit in.
Hey, you wanna lose weight?
Yeah, absolutely.
That means you have to fill with so many tasty stuff. I'm going to order fried chicken tonight. You sure don't want to join me?
Stop attempting me! Don't make this even harder! It's already not so easily to leave my favorite hot pot and malatang.
Hot pot is so good.Can't believe you're doing this to yourself. But it's almost summer now. Hot pot isn't that lush luring.
But just ice cream, beer, water melon, and all your snacks. You're not gonna make it. Just eat and enjoy life, baby.
Easy for you to say that. You never understand what it feels like to be over 120.
I eat a lot, but also I exercise more.Like running 10 kilometers without stopped for a warm-up.
What are you? Alien? I can't even finish a mile.
Then I guess you need more practice then.
Actually, a workout sounds good. For in this case, you may eat whatever you want.
Not really everything you want. But yes, almost. And workout is way healthier than diet, you know.
Wow, I'm interested. Maybe I can join you next time you hit the gym.
No problem. Just keep doing it or else you can only get even fatter.
Then what's for dinner tonight?
Didn't you just said fried chicken?
This is awesome. Anyone want some cooked grilled cheese?
No doubt.
Fuck it, let's just eat everything in the world.
Hello, welcome to our free talk today. Today we are going to talk about the food and obesity. As we all know, the summer is coming. It's time to show our figure. What do you think of food? And what kind of food do you like?
First, let's welcome our old friend here today.
Hi.
Can you tell something about this topic first?
Yes, of course. I think the food is the everybody's love. And, and I think it's my favorite thing. And before I came here, I'm sending my photos to my official account and I will do a passage about food. Yes, so I think...
What kind of food?
Everything, every kind.
Everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
I found my photos. There are many about from England and from Beijing. I think, yes. I think it's a satisfaction to my free time, I think.
Just like watching the
watching the photo, I feel very happy.
Why is that?
But aren't you hungry?
Yeah.
I see the photos and I can search the Meituan to find where I can get it. So it's especially today that I get an exam and I don't I got a bad mood, so I think it's a good way to
comfort myself.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Like after watching those pictures, will you like then actually order the food?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So it's like the whole procedure. Like watching and eating like satisfies you.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Talking about food, my favorite kind was noodles.
What kind of noodles?
Southern noodles, you know, the thinner one.
Oh, I see.
No. So the most horrible thing for me before I came to Beijing, I think, oh, Beijing is such a heaven for me because there's all kind of noodles. And after I come, I find that the noodles are all the thick one. The thick one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the noodles that I would like to enjoy. And if I want to seek for those noodles, it will take me a lot of time. So it's a horrible thing. Even though in our school, there's no that kind of thin noodles for me.
What you said is fun.
Yes, something like that. But I once discussed this topic with my roommates, my friends, but they couldn't understand what kind of thin noodles they are.
Yes, because they're all from Hainan.
No, we know.
So what about you?
I just find different people's taste quite different because every time I order oute with my roommates, we would quarrel over what we should order because my roommate is from an area near Shanghai and she wanted a sweet or sweet. And things like this, but I prefer maybe spicy or so every time we chose a restaurant to order, we have to take quite a long time, just like this noon.
As mentioned, I actually really really enjoy eating sweet food. Like all kind of snacks. And I also have a question. Does food include drinks? Does it?
Yes.
Okay, so my second biggest hobby in the world is drinking coffee. So whenever I feel depressed or I'm just boring to death, I will just take a underground and go to Da Wang Station and go to that Starbucks and order a cup of cappuccino or whatever and enjoy my private leisure time. So that's my favorite food.
I like chocolate, especially black chocolate. I think white chocolate is quite sweet.
Too sweet.
But don't you think the black chocolate is better? Or
I just like that kind of feeling.
I heard there's a saying that eating black chocolate can actually help you losing weight.
Really?
Yeah.
I've ever seen that as well, but I tried it and it's too difficult to swallow.
But I think you're not fat.
I just wanted to have a try.
Oh.
You are not fat either. So I have a question. Do you like sweet food and you like chocolate? Why you are forcing?
Maybe it's genius.
Genius?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
I can hear your heart, you're just like bleeding.
Maybe I will not come here then.
Okay, next time you come here, maybe we can like order pizzas and... you know, just as a treat.
Okay.
So, don't worry about you.
Forget about it.
Yes. Every night at 11 o'clock, I would start to shout that, oh, I'm so hungry, I want to eat something tasty. And my roommate would say, just eat, you won't gain weight anyway. And I just go ahead, but but my roommates, they would follow me. That's the problem. And last week, she weighed herself and she found herself gaining weight so much, but I still remain the same. as she said, oh, it's just you to be blamed. I hate you. I don't want to stay with you anymore. But then she still follows me every night.
So what do you eat like at 11 p.m. in the evening? What kind of thing?
No. I just prepare some snacks in my dormitory, because if I order out, I'll take every night. I think it's too luxurious, and my tooth is not so good, so I can't eat sweet things in the night. So I would prepare something like meat. Yeah. All kinds.
Wow. I want to visit your dormitory one day.
Welcome.
Admire you. So I think maybe the favorite food of all of us is the favorite things when we are children.
Yes.
You're from Shanghai. Uh-huh. So you like sweet food, and I think the food in Shanghai is mostly the sweet things.
Yeah.
And we're both from Hainan, and Hainan's food is very
salty.
Yeah, salty. And the fun is thick. It's thick. And how about you?
I'm from Hebei.
Yeah. So you like noodles?
Not very. Yeah, I don't eat much mean food, so maybe that's why I don't gain weight.
I know the reason why I can't. Every time when I order outtake with my roommate, like we order the same dishes, and we both have a bowl of rice, and she only eats half of the rice and still can't finish, but I can finish all of them.
Me too.
And I don't think it's a difficult task.
Yeah,
it's just when you finish all the meat or the dishes, and you also finish your rice. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I can't leave the rice every dishes.
Yes.
So this is a question that makes everyone under pressure. What do you think of food and obesity?
I don't think food like necessarily lead to obesity, but for the most people who suffered from obesity, they often eat a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, they have a bad habit of...
Yes, and they also, like, don't digest very well. So
yes.
Everything just, like, stayed in their body.
I think the food is the balance of obesity and sports. If I eat more, I need to do more sports. And food like how to speak it? Maybe if you're a lazy boy, you need to do more sports. And the food is a watcher to call you to do more sports if you want to eat more.
But there's always a question, like for us girls who doesn't like doing exercise so much, we just prefer to lay down and eating like crisp and chocolates, everything. Yeah. So how can we like keep fit if we don't do too much exercise?
I also wonder.
I always when I do exercise, I always think that after I finish it, I will have a big reward for myself, like a big dishes, and I always do so. So I don't think that exercise is too much benefit to me. There's no use.
Actually, that's the truth. Like for labor's holiday, I went to climb the Mount Tai. Mm. And the reason why I do that because I think maybe climbing the mountain like during the whole evening can help me like lose more weight. But actually, when I came back, I found out I gained one kilogram after the whole holiday.
Why?
Because after like climbed the mountain, me and my roommate, we went to the Jinan, and during the whole day we do nothing but eating. Try out everything. Because we think like this time is very precious, and we might not have the time and opportunity to go to Shandong again, so we just stay in Jinan and trying to eat like every special food in Shandong. So and we're like eating from 9 a.m. in the morning to 11 p.m.
Cool.
Yes.
That's my ideal holiday too.
Yeah, but I don't regret, because food is a way to experience like the local,
yes,
local lifestyle and local life.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think when you are in a different city or a different country, and if you are just going to stay there for like a very few time, so just ignore the whole weight same and just enjoy life. Life is very short. Don't regret.
And I think that after I came back from some place, the thing that can remind in my memory is the food. Yes.
Yes.
Today we talk about every kind of food, and we are hungry now.
you have dinner.
Yeah, and thanks for our old friend this coming.
And goodbye. Bye. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。